John Hay.
Here.
Paul Mayer.
Here.
Al Warren.
Here.
Councilway Thomas Ward.
Here.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item is approval of the previous month's minutes. Entertain a motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, I think we have a correction.
Yes, a correction?
Yeah, it indicates that Al seconded a motion and he was absent. Item number three.
All in favor of the minutes corrected?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we will move on. Public invited to be heard, to my knowledge, do we have anyone here who needs to speak? Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's Rick McGinnis. I'm just here to listen to you guys. I know what the golf course advisory board's all about. I've been playing golf about 5 years. I'm pretty avid. Brian will attest, I probably play 3 to 4, maybe 5 times a week, so maybe. So it'd be great. And I apologize to Councilman Waters for taking the chair.
No, that's the hot seat right there.
That's the hot seat right there. I'm ready. I'm sort of bombing up boards. I'm ready. So thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else have business? No, all business. All business, next item. Board will entertain any discussion of all business.
So we're on communications from the golf course.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Number five.
Number five?
This is different from others, sorry. I apologize, my crib sheet was in error sequentially. Number five, communications, golf professionals, want to see report? Who wants to go first? Brian, you look ready.
Sure, I'll go ahead and go down the line, I guess. So for Sunset, March 22, we're projected to do $32,000 in revenue. Actuals came in at $38,507. Rounds projected to do 1493. We actually came in at 1476, so a little on the low end. So far this month, I'd say we are ahead of the projections. First to the 25th, we've done $49,000 in revenue so far. And then round wise, we're just under the bus end of the projected for April as well. But the weather has been better finally, but it's still lacking moisture. I can say that for Sunset. I don't know how the other two facilities are holding up, but I think we need some rain. And I'm a little sad we didn't get any rain this weekend or today. Glad it didn't rain on you for the invitational, but I'm sorry for the wind. Any questions for Sunset?
I'm a new member, so I'm trying to get acclimated. What accounts for the increase in revenues over the budget when the rounds are short?
So when the rounds usually, there's a lot of annual passes, a lot of memberships that you're running within the beginning of the year. I can tell you this much. I asked Danny, about a week ago, if you had any of the players' cards still left in your desk.
Correct.
I picked them up a couple days after I asked her, and I sold every single one of them the day after I got them in the show. I have none left. We are completely sold out.
Do I have any left?
You had a very small stack in your desk. You said not to take one with a sticky note.
So I had the ones with the sticky notes.
Yeah, I didn't see any others in your office. I didn't really scavenge too much. It's not my place. So. But we sold. Well, you might have something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I can tell you, it was over five. It was about $3,800 in revenue just for those alone.
So the top of the year largely.
Yes, and Rick is one of the players. He has a membership. He's got a 660 elite membership, and usually, depending on when they purchase it, it comes around at that same point in the year. Yours is May. Yeah, so is will come up for renewal here in the next month and a half or so. And a lot of them have came, started to come up in April. So that's where we're at. So.
Any other questions or something? So. Sam, you're next to him, please.
Thank you. Good to see everybody in person and not on my computer screen, which I always screw up when we do Zoom meetings. So I'll battle through this without you guys. Okay. Revenues for Youth Creek for the month of March, $141,649, which is about $59,000 of our prior years, which did a lot to get us caught back up or close to it after being shut down for the first 2 months of the year. And then on the grounds for the month of March, and it's our total for the year as well, $2,162, which is one to date, and year to date is 709 rounds ahead for the month of March, and down 191 for the year. But I did want to report for April through today, and we're actually about 5,000 ahead for the entire month of prior years, April. So by the end of April, we're going to be ahead for the year. It's looking good. The weather's great. We're busy. When the weather's bad, we schedule a tournament and stay busy anyway. Invitation was this past weekend, and it went very well considering the weather. I'm tired of Pat and Dan who's back all the time, but I got to tell you, the people that play in our pit, we got people coming from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Castle, I mean, all over the state. They come to play these events. Unbelievable amount of comments on the course conditions, the greens in particular, so good job, man. You and Jeff. Thank you. It was great comments.
Now we just need some moisture.
Yeah.
All right, and I agree with Sam. It's nice to see everybody, you know, not just see you on the screen, so this is nice. I even set up a lesson tonight. That worked out good. No phone call lesson set up. Yeah, I would echo what the fellows have said. And I don't have COVID, but I am going to cough. This is just going to happen today. I'm positive in the last 3 weeks. So bear with me. We had a great, we're up 31,000 for 32,900 over the prior year for April, and that did go a long way in catching us up. And I think we're about 5,000 we're way ahead of this month again. We're about 5,000 short of being caught up for the year. So compared to last year, not necessarily projections, but compared to last year, and we're just getting 150 rounds up over last year for April. And yeah, April ended up being a great month. And March obviously was a good month too. So I would agree with what Sam said. We went a long way to get caught up. And I really, after starting in the hole as deep as we did, I thought to myself, it's going to be that year where we blame it on the weather and we never get caught up. And it was all because of that tough start. And we're catching up. So I think we had a bad April last year for a while. Anyway, we had a lot of snow. And so this year, even though we've had wind, the warm temperature still brings people out. And so it's been great. And I would echo what Sam was saying about the Invitational. My Invitational, I had 139 players, which to the Twin Peaks Invitational, which is the opening one for the year as far as the Colorado Golf Association tournaments, that is the busiest, the fullest my Invitational has ever been. And it's nice because, you know, these golfers are really good players, a lot of them. You know, we had over 50 players in championship play, and those guys are all 3 and less handicaps, okay? And so, you know, I'm spending the weekend with 50 guys that are 3 and less handicaps in April, coming out of the winter where we've had nothing but dry conditions. We played all the way into the end of December, and just literally between the geese and the golfers, we just took the grass off the golf course. And to be able to put a product out where these guys, not one complaint. They all know they're good golfers. They know the difference, and they know what time of year it is. So they know that whatever it was the maintenance crews did, Ryan, to make the golf courses as good as they were, it was really neat. And the one guy that complained, he was mad at me because he thought I set it up higher. because he played bad on day two, we lose chance of win. But he was upset with me because he thought I set the course up hard, and I actually didn't set it up hard. Ryan and I talk about it every year. We try to set it up. We don't want to set it up hard because we actually want people to shoot low scores. When you shoot low scores, you're happier, you smile more, and you enjoy it more. And because with our brains at Twin Peaks, if I choose to set it up hard, it's brutal. You can't, it's not even fair because there's just so much movement in the greens. So I just can't say enough about what Ryan has done, the staff has done. Been shorthand for the last couple of years, trying to get through all these tough times and putting out a product that's really good. And I'm just super thankful. And it's shown in the golfers. The haystack effect is definitely, I think Ryan will agree with that. The haystack effect is definitely continuing. And you come out here on Friday afternoon or Saturday afternoon, and you got so many kids from CU that are driving the extra 15 minutes to play our golf course. I've never seen anything like it. So we are getting a lot of players from ASAP. So it's been really kind of just found business for us, so it's really nice. But, keeps us busy for sure.
Yes.
All right, any questions for Twin Peaks?
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention that to be that close to last year is amazing. We're coming off of probably two of our best years in golf, and if not ever, a very long time. And when we talk a little bit later about course conditions, we'll talk more on what's happening out there with the numbers. But last year we had 111,000 rounds, which is just unheard of in Longmont. We've always, at least since I've been involved, it's always been right around the 90,000 mark for the three courses total. So people are coming out, and it just doesn't appear yet that there's going to be any decline. So the golf courses are doing great, thanks to the pros and staff that are working to make this happen. But it's been pretty incredible to have the number of golfers that we're seeing.
Good. Any other comments before we move on? Next item on the agenda is old business. I understand there is no old business.
Correct.
Moving on to new business, the anniversary of the Sunset Plant.
Well, I have a printout that I sent you guys, or I'm sending around right now. I just finished bringing this off earlier. So, date still is the same. We haven't had any changes, no discussions recently that I'm aware of. We haven't really had time yet. So a few things that you're gonna see on the page there, I kind of not changed the logo, I just modified a few things for a few options to do on a few things that would be beneficial, showing it's 100 years, still showing our logo and our established date. The poker chips there, I think at one point Jeff and I had discussed doing giveaways and whatnot, so I've already ordered about 700 poker chips, and that's going to be something that we'll probably end up, one of the options I'll give away for the event. Each side has the city's logo on one side, and then it has the golf course, Sunset Golf Course 100 years on the other. Still playing on music. I still don't have any information on who it is. I don't know yet, at least for a fact. I'm out of that conversation. We're going to do food still, drinks. Not much has changed from the last few times we've kind of discussed it. There's a lot of stuff that I'm ordering that is just taking very long to get in. Hats on the backside, I did a second round of those hats. So I already have those hats inside the pro shop, minus they don't have the city's logo. They just have flags on. I have the city's logo version coming. Jeff is going to give that to his staff, I believe. That was one of the discussions. So I have a lot of those hats that are going to go to him. And whatever remaining, I will probably end up doing a giveaway as well for some of this stuff. I'm working with some vendors, trying to get other products to kind of do ideas that we've we've kind of discussed between a bunch of us, brainstorming 100 days of sunset. It's kind of an email kind of campaign, I believe is the way Erica said it. And it's going to, we're going to start to figure out when we're going to start doing things, what we're going to actually minimize down on this list, whether it's history, tips, kind of shared moments, you know, all kinds of things. So that's a work in progress still, but I do have the printout, a long list of it. Then it spoils the emails that you might see. I know GolfNow has been sending a lot of emails. If you guys, I think it's GolfNow that's sending those right now. So if you guys are all on our emails, you're getting a lot of kind of emails from Twin Peaks, View Creek, and Sunset. They may be duplicates, but the Sunset ones will start to change soon once we come down to the agreement of which ones we want to send out and how we want to make sure it's worded, make sure it's worded properly. Anybody have any suggestions for me for the 100 years, something you'd like to see for us to do potentially if it comes within the realm of our means, let's put it that way. Can't do that thing, I can't do the farm. I can't do the free golf either.
No free golf.
There's a lot of people collect flags. You doing any flags at all? Any of you?
That's a good question. I have not actually explored that route. I do have, I think all three of us, every year we usually get a German book from, I forget what company it is, but they have a catalog of literally everything and anything for, if you're going to buy for tournaments, flags are in there. And I looked at it. So it's on my marked page for me. So I may dabble a couple of those.
If you want.
You want them? Oh, absolutely. I usually have flags in my basement. So that's one of the collective things. Poker chips are my big thing, though. I literally have 2, 3, 4 stacks of poker chips every year. So, but that's just so.
Any other comments?
Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Do you have any help? Are you doing this all by yourself?
So the ordering side of it is me. I handle that side of it. But we're sitting down, I believe it's Jeff, myself. Erica's not part of it anymore, correct?
She is.
She is still? Yeah. Sam Calhoun, Danny, and is Ryan going to be? And Ryan's part of it too.
Yeah.
So we're still, we just haven't had an in-person meeting. And we've had one or two Zoom meetings, and, you know, it's still discussing and finalizing a lot of things, you know, a lot of the not just the day to finalize every week. And it's just a matter of finalizing the music. And then the next time we meet, it's going to be actually a person at Sunset and finalizing where we want the true place for the stage to go. Are we going to close the golf course early? That kind of questions are still up in the air. Based on traffic and whatnot, it's going to come down to that. Those are the situations.
Sam,
no, I'm not doing both. Yeah.
Sam Calhoun is our event person in recreation. And she does events like Rhythm on the River, so she has a lot of experience with that and has agreed to help us in golf.
Would the city provide any lessons they learned from promoting the Longmont birthday last year? Is there someone there you talk to?
So that's part of the list that we have going, and Erica was part of when New Creek did the 20th anniversary. So we've got like email lists that we're going to be using, and it's just a matter of developing a campaign that's not going to drown people with emails. It's a matter of, you know, showing excitement, showing the history, you know, like for instance, $100 for a horse drawn lawnmower in 1923. I have that in the book. I gave Danny all the stuff I had that I had come across and that other people had given to me that made photocopies, newspaper article from 1922 that says August 22nd, 1922, Longmont is a half golf course. That's our established date that we know of. Anything after that, I mean, I've got meeting minutes from 22 all the way up to, I believe it was 56. Handwritten and cursive. Sometimes you can read it, sometimes you can't. But there's a lot of highlighted sections. Howard Macklin, and he's the one that gave it to me. He plays the Sunset quite a bit, and Twin Peaks. He gave me the book. Gosh, I mean, 10 years, he probably 7 years ago. It just sits behind my counter, and then I came across a book that I gave Annie, and it was just this. I had no idea what it was. It was on top of a men's club box, and I just said, "Long Long Golf Club." That was what Sunset was named. And I opened it up, and there's bank deposits, there's checks from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I mean, it's one of those things that you look at, and it's like, well, I'm not a history buff by any means, but do I nerd out on this? Yes, absolutely, I do. Because you don't see this stuff anymore, and let alone to be able to hold that stuff and say, oh, here's a handwritten little, you know, 3x5 sheet from the superintendent that day with a list of everything that was done. I mean, it's weird. It's really cool, but you know, we don't have many pictures. Like that. That's the unfortunate side of things. So we're trying to dig that up if we can find something.
Any other item for Ryan? Now let's move on to the second item on the new business, which is staffing challenges.
Yep, that's me. And
you're a challenge?
Yeah, I'm a challenge.
That's right. Yeah.
So for the first time at Twin Peaks in a year and a half, we're fully staffed with regular employees. And it's been a long, hardcore for us to get to that point. We still are short 3-4 people, 10 people for here and at Sunset. One of the things that council did in late March was allowed us to raise minimum wage within the city to $15.50. Which we're starting to see some results of that. That allows us to pay anywhere between $15.50 and $17.50 for our employees. And we're hoping that that will make a difference, that we can get fully staffed and actually stay staffed. One of the challenges that we were having is that people would sign on to come to work for us, and then before they were given permission to actually work, they were finding other work and not even coming for one day. So it has been a real challenge. And again, my thank you to City Council and the city manager for helping us be able to get some additional resources to pay people a little bit more money. And if you don't mind, I'll lead right into course conditions. With that, I think in particular at Twin Peaks and at Sunset, that you can kind of see some of those things where we just haven't had the staff to do everything we've needed to do over the last 2 years. And then you add on top that we're having our busiest seasons ever, that it's really starting to show some wear on the golf course. And I think that over the coming couple of months, you'll start seeing some results of being fully staffed and being able to spend some attention to some of those things that weren't getting done. Ryan, his golf course here at Twin Peaks and at Sunset, just did some seeding and fertilizing. And if the weather ever stays warm enough during the night, we might actually be able to grow a little bit of grass, but it's out there and just waiting for Mother Nature to help us out. And then the other thing that I think will ultimately really impact this golf course is being able to get our new irrigation system in. The current setup, the heads are 100 feet apart. The new system will be 75 feet apart, so the watering will be much more accurate. We won't have as much waste, and we're hoping that we'll be able to start that work right after Labor Day and be done by mid-June of next year. And I think with new pump stations, that we're using the original pump stations from 76-77, that I think the future looks very bright for Twin Peaks and the condition of this golf course. we're still a couple of years out before we'll get to sunset. The city's doing a large water tank replacement there at the golf course. They've asked us to wait till 2024 before we do any work on the irrigation system there once they're completed that project. But again, I'm really pleased with Dan and Ryan and the work they've done. They're working very hard to try to, to put the best product out there. And we've got some work to do, but I think we're headed in the right direction.
Great. Any questions or comments? Jeff's presentation. Having none, next item is the Creek Conceptual Clubhouse Design.
I'll speak on that. So we've gotten together in the last month or so since this has really kind of taken a hold, and we came up with a design with our help of our architects. And so if you look at the picture, this here is the existing part of the clubhouse that we have here where the pro shop is, and then all the carts are parked under there, underground, and then they go out to right about here. So what we're planning on doing with the help of the architects is adding about 6,000. So we're gonna add about 6,000 square feet of upstairs seated area. So you'll see this area here, we'll be able to see, that'll be the main dining room, and it won't be open all the time, but it'll be open for, you know, maybe like Friday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday, you know, for dinner, breakfast, lunch, whatever Sam wants to do, you know. And that'll see about 120 people. You'll see back here in this area, there's, they say meeting rooms. So there'll be some small meeting rooms that'll be available in that area. And those will also be used for, we're gonna try to get more weddings and events like that out there. And they'll be used like a bride's room, a groom's room, and then there'll be areas in between for storage. You know, keep them separated, give them big enough rooms to be able to change in and do whatever you do for those days and stuff. And then if you look here, there's a bar area right here that'll look out to the west. We'll be able to look out over the mountains, and we'll look over the 18th green, the lake, you know, 10T, the Sutting Green, all that area. And then he will actually have a full kitchen, you know, a stove, a grill, everything you need to put out full meals and stuff like that. And then there'll be restrooms back on this side. The reason we had another drawing too, but the reason we went with this one is because you can see down here, you can't see it, but it says keep the pavilion. There was another drawing where it went out about 50 feet where we would lose the pavilion, but he really likes to do his tournaments out there. And, you know, we have other events where we go out to the pavilion and keep that. And plus, you know, it was donated by the Kiwanis back when the course was built in 95, 96. So it might, who knows what we'd run into if we tried to get rid of it. So this will keep the pavilion, which will give us, you know, extra seating, be able to do a couple different events maybe, you know, during the days or whatever. But then you'll see I have some written up here. This will be the deck. It'll kind of wrap around the side and back into here, but this will be the main seating area of the deck out here, and it'll seat about 50 people, kind of the same amount we have up there, same tables and set up like that, but that'll go out into this area. And then we decided to add a door here so people can go in and out of the bar area, and servers can go in and out easily there. And then over here on this, which would be the south side, there'll be some stairs added here so the staff can get down to the pavilion and people can come up and use the restrooms and all that. So, but then if we do get to this and we add it, we will probably turn this all into pro shop area for Sam, so he'll be able to, you know, have way more room to spread out his merchandise, his clothing, everything like that, and it'll take away the snack bar inside, and he'll kind of work out of the kitchen and the bar if this all gets built, and hopefully we're on our way. It's moving very, very rapidly, and it's exciting. You know, Youth Creek has never had anything like this. It'll be really fun to be able to, you know, have dinners there, have huge outings. Not sure about weddings, but just kidding. It'll be all right.
Are you against weddings?
Yeah. No. I'm against setting them up. No, but that's kind of the plan that they've come up. This would just be a little storage closet down here. They had it kind of drawn as an entrance, but we decided that it would just be better for just one entrance. And because Sam right now doesn't have any storage up at the clubhouse, so the more kind of storage we can build up here, the better off he'll be able to keep, you know, all his stuff, heights and stuff. He has a lot of racks and stuff that he has to take down to our maintenance shop, and then, you know, it's got to coordinate to get everything up there. You know, some weekends we're not in all the time, so it turns into a little bit of a challenge, but we make it work. But this, with all this, he'll be able to keep everything up there. So and then this would turn, he would get a bigger office over here. The restrooms would still stay in this building, but just a lot more space to for merchandise and all that. So it's exciting. Anybody have any questions about it? Ideas?
Just in terms of the spacing, there's that paved driveway
to the south.
Yeah,
That would go
all the way up to there? Or?
Yes, it would go, you know, when you come into Youth Creek, there's that sign that says Youth Creek and those tall junipers. Right. That's about where the edge of it is. So we would lose, if you can kind of see these faded lines right here, that's that cart path that you're talking about. So that would end right here, and then it would turn here. This is actually the deck is... It hangs over, so you can still drive under there. So our idea is to have carts be able to park here, come up, use the snack bar. Hopefully it'll speed it up, you know, so everybody at the turn isn't slowing down the play, heading to the back. And then we would probably put like a, kind of almost like a circle drive. There would be another cart path that would go around the pavilion on the north side there. And you'd be able to make a nice loop right back out to number 10T. So yeah, we would lose that, but it would benefit us more. And in the long run.
Any other questions?
The estimates, range of costs, high, low.
We haven't got anything yet. We're waiting.
They indicated this week. So,
any kind of timetable yet?
Well, there's no money for it yet. Okay. So we have a capital improvement project that is unfunded. But one of the things that Tim is advocating is that we get this done, and so we have someone in council that is going to help push this to possibly get done.
We would we typically start budget discussions the first council meeting in May. I don't know if that'll be on our May 3rd agenda, but if not May 3rd, it'll be May 10th. But it'll be early in the month. And the conversation I had with Jeff was, I'd hate to get to do what we're doing here and get into the budget discussions and not have a number that could be on the table for the 2024 budget. And the way the city budgets for capital projects like this, I'm guessing we're talking about $3 million.
Maybe a little more than that.
So there's been a project code for 27 years on the books for this budget. Never any money allocated for. So having a capital or a public improvement budget code is not a problem. It's been there. But it won't, the city will accrue. This won't get budgeted in 1 year. It'll probably take 2 or 3 years. That's the way we do this. I'm not crazy about it all the time that way, but that's the way it happens. But we won't even get started without this. Right? And so if there's, put the number up, $500,000 or $1 million, I don't know what we would do. But there'll be some discussion about what the number should be to get it started, to accrue what it's going to require to do this capital project in this budget. No guarantees what comes out, but I guarantee we're going to talk about it.
Can I say, was there an elevation to this, or just?
As soon as we get that, we'll bring it back to the next meeting.
So as part of that, do you also talk about the return on investment or something like this?
Oh, sure.
I'm sure there's lots of them together, so I don't know. other golf courses do similar domes and anything else that's modern, smart ones?
Yeah, there'll be, I'm certain we'll have discussions about our ROI.
Said before, I live in that neighborhood, it'd be nice to have a nice ball out there because we don't have.
Well, for whatever it's worth, you know, let your neighbors know, because I've heard this already. What do you think about traffic mitigation? That was, when this advanced, that was part of the proposal. If this gets legs, just so the neighbors know, we gotta do something on New Creek Drive to make certain, if we attract more traffic, which I hope we do, that we've done what we need to mitigate traffic speed and.
Yeah, they just did 17 out front of the place, so.
Wish we could get mitigated on 17th as well. Maybe we'll get that with photo radar.
Any other comments on New Creek? All right, then next item from staff.
I have two things.
Go.
We talked a little bit last month about the bylaws. I had sent those to legal for their review and they didn't get back in time to be on this agenda. So we will have those on the June meeting agenda. And then Paul and I have been emailing back and forth and considering the, concerning the interview committee, he is asking to be removed from that. He thinks there may be a possible conflict with some of the folks that have applied, so we need somebody else to join Ann and I on that committee. You'll do it, John?
Sure.
Okay.
Good, thanks.
Great, thank you. That's all I have.
Next item is items from the board. Any items? I have one. I thought we might leave on a high note. This really is for Jeff's attention. The other day, there were four of us at Sunset going out to Fairground 6. All of a sudden, sprinklers came on. No offense. My wife was soaked, unhappy, emotional. Called the clubhouse. I don't know what she said because I elected not to listen. Anyway, shortly thereafter, one of the young grounds personnel people, young man came, did a great job of apologizing and quieted her down the wall. A little bit later, Ryan showed up and said, you know, I'm sorry. So long story short, we were soaked. We finally got on to 7, but everyone left happy. So the staff did a great job, Jeff, of pacifying all four of us.
Well, I'm sorry that happened.
It happens. I mean, I know it needed a water. I'd already had a shower, so. Anyway.
Danny Soul was the one that apologized.
I'm sure Jeff here was saying about staff he doesn't want to hear. So okay, come in and hear good stuff. So I want to
pass thank you for sure.
My wife insists that I apologize for her. Which I'm used to doing. Anyway, another item from the board.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Who is responsible for the rollover when we call the golf course and somebody at the golf course has an answer? Is that the city employees or is that somebody contracted?
That is.
They're in Chicago.
Does anybody do a quality review of them and try them out once in a while? They're not very proficient at it.
I'll speak on that if you guys don't mind.
Form comment.
No, I've actually had a few complaints and I'm working with Jennifer. I don't know Jennifer's last name. Her last name. So Jennifer Funk is our Golf Now representative. So Golf Now is the one that handles those calls because we're partnered with them for our trade times and our tee sheets and everything we do with them. I'm working with her on that because I've had multiple people come in saying they have a tee time at said time that I've had blocked for 3 weeks because I have an event or I have a group of people making the turn. So that tee time is non-existent to begin with. And they say that they have the tee time.
They're handling multiple golf courses.
Yes.
Point of right. Yeah, golf. I'm just saying, they're not very proficient at it.
They really aren't.
They also,
I don't put it off much. I've heard a few of those happen at New Creek.
I get a lot, actually.
We've had a few here and there, but we would not have them.
I get majority of them because they confuse Sunset Golf Course in Longmont, Colorado with Sunset Golf Course in Pennsylvania, Sunset Golf Course in Texas, Sunset Golf Course in New Jersey. It's interesting sometimes when I get those phone calls and they're trying to get transferred to the restaurant. No, I don't have a restaurant, I have a snack bar. No, you have a restaurant, it's outside of the pro shop. I'm like, no. And then I see the phone number where they're calling from, it's like, are you calling from Texas? Like, yes, why? I'm like, this is Longmont, Colorado, Sunset Golf Course. And then they start to laugh, and we get a little joke going between it, and maybe it's, we're working.
So, as these things happen, Al, and members of the board, and anyone, honestly, that you hear from, let us know, even in just a little email, and describe what happened in depth in terms of what day, what time, what you were frustrated about, so we can track it back, because we will take it to Michael Hill and to Jennifer, and because it's really, these people are all outside, none of us, they have no idea. And I agree, it's a frustrating thing sometimes, and we've had they've been lately starting to cancel prepaids.
Yes.
I had that conversation today with the golf map folks. So, which is fine, as long as they do it right. So, anyway, what I got from the golf map folks today was, please give us more detailed information. Can you give me an example so that we can go back and then look at it?
Because those conversations, calls.
I go to my phone and see what I call them. They never send a confirmation, which is problematic too.
Yeah.
So then I call the golf course, I'm like, do I actually have this tee time? And I did. And then on the same vein, does GolfNet, is it responsible for the back engine for the tee times from all three golf courses?
Correct.
Because it seems to be, it's hanging, for lack of a better term. I'll give you an example. Today I wanted to book a tee time. At one of your courses for Sunday around now, there's no tee times available at any of them. And then I walked in and Sunday's wide open. And then I tried it again on my phone and it worked. So I don't know if it's structured for computers and not
mobile devices. They have two different platforms that they use for mobile, one for mobile, one for desktop. So sometimes if your desktop is not working, try your mobile.
I was just on phone.
You know, another option, and I tell customers is whenever they have issues, they go, hey, I want to go to the golf shop. All you have to do is when you get it online or somebody in Chicago to say, please transfer it back to the golf course and it'll come right back to us.
I mean, sure.
That's great.
And then when it does come back, it doesn't quit ringing. It rings until you pick it up. So if we're helping
someone, otherwise, we'll get to about four rings and transfer over.
Well, we never say if someone wasn't here.
Yeah.
You know, just letting you know what I'm finding as a customer, I'm sure. How many rounds last year? 120,000? And I'm sure. In my experience, and I've worked in IT field for a long time, when they outsource stuff, when it starts to get bad, it only gets worse. And that's, maybe it's a word of caution, right?
No, we appreciate it. We appreciate the feedback, because what happened was they actually moved it in-house, because they moved it away from, there was a separate organization called Golf Now Answers, and now it's not Golf Now Answers anymore. That guy is gone, and it's now moved in-house. So there has been a transition, and I think you're right, it's gotten worse since the transition.
Yeah.
So the more feedback that we can give them, the better. So thank you for the feedback.
Hearing none, the chairman entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
It's good to see you.